When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, and we are finally going to return to Rackna's Mad to see just what happens on the 21st floor. And we're now there. Okay, please return to the Twisted Gate outhouse in Migsburg and choose to sit at its table to complete the adventure with Emitter. This will allow you to access levels 21 and beyond in the labyrinth. Okay, got to check in with Emmett Haler first. I hope that's all I have to do. Alright, to Migsburg. To the Twisted Gate. Just pop in, it's not a formal adventure. Take a seat at one of the tables. Suddenly, you're about to take a seat at one of the tables near the door, when you're suddenly approached by a thin, bawdy man. A middle-aged man, whose suspicious gaze darts into all corners of the room, quickly bows before addressing you. "Are you Sir Croakington?" he asks, his voice barely rising above a harsh whisper. You nod in response, and he promptly continues. "Thought as much. But I'm glad to be certain of it. Here, this is for you." The man hands you a small, folded piece of paper, sealed on its seam by a pressed drop of red wax. You turn the sealed parcel over several times as you carefully examine it. The man, whose perpetual agitation seems to have at last gotten the best of him, politely begs your leave before turning and slipping away into the alehouse throng. Wasting no time, you break the wax seal and unfold the paper. A short note, scrawled in the same script that adorned the paper you found tacked to the tree in Fogbrook, greets your eyes. You realise at once the note is from Emmett Haler. You read the note several times. "Thank you. I hope to see you again, Sir Croakington. It may not be possible. I have several pressing commitments to which I must immediately attend. Take care of yourself and remember what I have told you. If you should happen upon my brother, please give him my warmest regards, Emlyl." And you also get 1,024 experience to general. It's pretty nice, pretty nice. It all goes into the big pile where it's not particularly doing anything. You begin to wonder what sort of pressing commitments Emmett Haler was referring to a note. But at an instant, a scuffle breaks out on the street outside the alehouse and quickly spills into a Twisted Gate. As order was swiftly restored, you suppose you spent more than enough time here. After turning down a serving girl's offer of a frothing flagon, you rise and prepare to make your way out of the alehouse. Okay, now I can go back to Wackner's Mad. No, not Mergspool. Fogbore Forest. Explore a bit. Previously discovered location, Wackner's Mad. Step onto the engraved stone. And you warp down like you always warp down. Just gonna switch to the most powerful equipment for a bit. Don't need it, but it's nice to make numbers bigger for no discernible reason. Mm. Move to floor 21. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you are now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 21 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Okay, I'm in a place. I'm sort of near the middle of the dungeon. I'm closer, a bit south of the middle, I think. Can't really tell. There's dungeon all around, pretty much. Alright, I can go north, east, south, and west. I'll start by going west. An unsettling sense of decay fills the dark passages of this maze level. Are we going to find slimes here, perhaps? I don't actually remember. An emblazed square of stone in the centre of the passage bears an emblazoned silhouette of a spider. Engraved along the edge of the square are letters that depict four different directions. An iron arrow, attached to a thin peg that's driven into the middle of the way square, appears to be able to be turned to point to any of the four cardinal directions. They just say directions, but they're actually cardinal directions, because that was currently pointing to the east, so I'll make it point to the west. Did I make it point to the west? No. No, I head west, rather than make it point west. Move the iron arrow. Alright, it can't point to... It can't go northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest, northwest. You carefully point the arrow to the northwest. Okay, I can go west, and then... Oh, here's an Oakbrook archetype. Your exploration comes to a halt, as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. The lurching silhouette of an Oakrock suddenly appears at the edge of your light, just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron, his movements less fluid than the Oakrock you've encountered outside the Labyrinth, but still just as deadly, bears down on you with startling speed as it launches a swift and savage attack. Okay, equip the oaken wad. Undro's Oaken Wad, whose whole point is smashing Oakrock and then quick combat it. It is slain, or smashed, I guess. 17 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear, once again setting off with the labyrinth. Okay, I'm on the western side of the dungeon. It's a north-south passage, and there's an alcove to the west. A skeleton, dangling at the end of an iron chain attached to a rusted manacle that circles its neck, hangs in the centre of the small alcove. Kind of convenient that even though the fleshy bits are gone, that the bones still stick together. Because once the fleshy bits go, the bones don't stick together. I should know, because... In my profession, I encounter a lot of bones without all the fleshy bits on them anymore. And you could just pick them out. Or say, if there's some sort of disturbance, like a tree or animal burrowing, or someone scoops out half the skeleton with a gigantic 360 digger, then the bones can get all separated. But fortunately, I guess it's a necromantic trick. You know, just a lesser version of the... It's not the full necromancy where you raise the skeleton, just a little bit of necromancy where you can just keep the bones together. Probably handy. Probably people like that when you bury, you want your bones to stay together, so they don't get all spread out. Especially if you say going in a mass grave and you don't have a coffin. Because a coffin's good for keeping the bones together. Admittedly, most coffins are made of wood and wood rots eventually. And indeed, compared to the amount of time your skeleton's going to stay in the ground, which is forever, you know, well, until someone digs it up, like me. Yeah, the coffin won't last long at all. Unless you go for something really weird, like a stone coffin. But you, most coffins are wood. They don't last that long. You know, in skeleton time. Human time, plenty of time. But skeleton time, not much time at all. So, I mean, New Covent Garden, you had the coffins. And all that was left was the coffin handles. Because they were metal and literally... well, metal does break go eventually. It lasts a lot longer than wood, unless there's a rust monster around. The chain climbs into the gloom overhead and disappears through a hole in the ceiling. Alright, let's head back east. We can't seem to do anything here yet. Gotta go north again. There's another alcove. It's another skeleton dangling from its neck. Here's another Oakrock archetype. Just going to quick combat that. Another 17 experience. Going off some more. There's a third alcove with another skeleton. Okay, we got a corner. And then two southeast of the corner is another question mark. A raised square of stone in the centre of the passage bears an emblazoned silhouette of a spider. Engraved around the edge of the square are the letters depict four different directions. An iron arrow attached to a thin peg that's been driven into the middle of the raised square appears to be able to be turned to any of the four directions. The arrow is currently pointing to the east, so I'm going to move it. Now I'm in the northwest corner. There seems to be stuff around the edge of the dungeon. So I'm going to have all the arrows point towards the edge of the dungeon. So this one will go northwest. And then I'll go south. Here's the trap check again. Picking a random number. Bonus of 49. It keeps going up. No, wait. No, the bonus is the same. 19 or a 20. Admittedly, I could get Feathery up to Feathery plus 20, but won't make that much difference. Probably only save me from... Actually, I could get Feathery plus Feathery all the way up to 25 if I dumped all my general experience into Feathery, but that would only stop about a few bad trap results in the entire mad, so not really worth dumping my entire general XP stockpile on. That'll probably wait until we have a contest of bows, and I want to maximise archery for that. Anyway, got it at 70 or more. It keeps going up. Peak now. 112 success. And another 16 XP to Feathery. Your well-practised skill of Feathery, combined with your innate sense of danger, and a little luck, and some secret toady senses, has just helped you detect and avoid a deadly trap. After carefully marking the snare, so be certain not to trigger it, you once again resume your exploration, now more wary than ever that each step taken along these ancient corridors is fraught with peril. I suppose they don't, you know, just disarm it, because... In Wackler's Mad, you can't always assume that you'll be in a position to, you know, check for your traps that you've marked, because you might be running away from some gigantic elemental, or you might be in a fight that just keeps moving about, or you might be on one of those slidey floors, or it might suddenly go dark for no reason. I don't think it's not done that yet, but that's definitely an option it can do. I wonder how you'd... That would probably be something to do. You'd probably have to disable the map. Maybe even... Yeah, you have to disable the map. Yeah, presumably you'll just have a wander around bit until you find a light. Or something. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, going suddenly completely dark. I'm sure. It's something to use. Something to use. Not really compatible with the 3D, with the overhead map mode, because you just use that, which would kind of go against the whole it being completely dark and you don't know where you are. But although admittedly quite a lot of the players of Swift, it being completely dark would not affect their navigation in any way, because they're blind. So level of light really doesn't affect things for them. Have to carefully mark. Yeah. You once again resume your exploration, now more way than ever, that each step taken along these ancient corridors is fraught with peril. Honestly, I think our amount of wariness about that probably maxed out about 20 traps ago. So we're actually at the exact same level of wariness about that we've been for the last few floors. Because our wariness about that cannot practically increase. Not without, you know, affecting us and making it difficult for us to actually go forward. Alright, southwest arrow. Move the iron arrow, point to the southwest. Okay, now I'm going east. There'll be another arrow here, near the southeast corner. Move that arrow to the southeast. And then go north. Oh, trap check. Success, 16 XP to 3-3. It all goes to pile. A quick archetype, quick combat, 17 XP. Got one roll of 20 thanks to the enchantment of devastation. The northeast arrow. I now have that point to the northeast. I don't know if that's done anything, but I'll just have to be ready to... ready to move the arrows around if it hasn't done anything. And now just north. North of the entrance is another question mark. Here's the inverted pyramidal formation, so that's the way down. Obviously that doesn't do anything yet. I mean, that's the whole thing. The whole thing of Wackler's Mad is you have to solve the puzzle so you can get to the next floor. Presumably, this is so that Wackner can be sure that when you get to the bottom floor, you have all the things that he's carefully placed so you get stuff that you need on the way down, and that we don't end up with anyone on the bottom of the floor next to the sentient shadow path. Which probably has some sort of mind control powers. Because who knows? Or maybe it could just gate into you somehow. And just pop it you around. Anyhow. Can't do anything here yet. Gotta do something with these skeletons. Presumably something with this bag of stone spiders I've got. Because otherwise I wouldn't have got them. Okay, and in the very middle of this floor, a massive statue of a hideous, hey, let's not judge it, a massive statue of a drop-dead, gorgeous, long-legged spider dominates the centre of this four-way, domed intersection of the passage. The sculpture stands on an ornate pedestal, the front of which bears an engraved inscription. Next to the inscription is a hand-shaped impression. Well, let's examine the inscription first before I end up putting my hand anywhere. Alright, I will, but... because if I see a hand-shaped impression, I'm going to put my hand in it. I mean, why else would it be there if you're not supposed to put your hand in it? I mean, that probably will cause Sir Croakington to suffer a lot of damage at some point in the future. But I guess that's the sort of thing you can afford when you know there's the whole fourth wall conveniently separating me from actually experiencing the consequences of my actions. Because, you know, not real. Which is, you know, a nice thing sometimes. Examine the inscription. The instant you attempt to focus on the inscription at the base of the pedestal, the engraving vanishes. As you turn away from the inscription, it suddenly reappears, only to disappear when you attempt to look at it. Oh, it's shy. Okay, does the twisted wooden wad do anything? Solid silver feather? No, I don't think there's anything to do here. Place my hand in the impression, because it seems to be the only thing left to do. You place your hand inside the impression. The massive statue shudders violently. You instantly step back and adopt a guarded stance as the hideous sculpture begins to crack and go. It's going to come to life and try to kill me. Because that's what statues do. They just do it. You think there's any magic behind it, but actually it isn't. It's just a natural feature of this world. If you make a statue, it will come to life and try to kill people. It just happens. You've got to have this. It's an entire... You've got to have a wizard around to stop that from happening. Suddenly, simultaneous movements from your left and right immediately draw your eyes from the shaking statue. Emerging from the four arches that lead out of the domed intersection are four large brown spiders. Hello, spiders! The fearsome arachnids, each the size of a large dock, swiftly close in on you. Their powerful mandibles flexing. As they prepare to devour, they obviously see as an easy morsel. Admittedly, that makes a lot more sense with Sir Croakington, because Sir Croakington is very small, and if these spiders can't tell the difference between a toad and a frog, also probably looks very delicious. But of course, toads... don't mess with them. They've got warty poison in them. But tart frogs, very edible. You manoeuvre quickly to face the giant spiders one at a time. I don't know where I move to. Maybe I just stand on top of the spider statue. Yeah, that's what I've done. I springed on top of the spider statue. Sort of hoping that it comes to life. When it inevitably comes to life, it'll let me ride it. Wouldn't that be fun? Daring to turn your back on the massive spider sculpture, I'm actually on it, so I'm not turning my back on it. You draw yourself into combat-ready stance as the first of the four spiders climbs up the giant statue to attack me. It's a large brown spider. The stone spider attempts to crush... Wait, it's a stone spider? When did it become stone? Guess I didn't see that, but maybe I missed it. Powerful mandibles? Yes, probably mandibles, but also... Wait a minute. Spiders don't really have mandibles, do they? I'll just check that. Yeah, spiders... Well... In our world, at least, don't have mandibles. They have the cisclea, the little fangy things, and they have the pidepalps, which are big, floppy arm things. Which you look from a distance, you might think they had a fangs, but no, they're just convenient appendages for all your appendage business. So anyway, either spiders are different in this world and they do have mandibles, or Ragnar didn't know that when he was making the spiders, or to be a bit doylist here, Matthew Yarrows didn't know that. Obviously, you could go for all of them at the same time, all of them at once. Yeah. The spiders are different. Well, I don't think you can go for them all at once, but anyway, it could be any of them, or any combination of them, pretty much. Anyway, yep, spiders do not have mandibles, they have pedipalps and cilia. And the pedipalps are for hugging you. And also for moving sperm packets and various things. And waving. You've slain your foe. 39 XP. The giant brown spider collapses onto the passage floor in front of you and rolls onto its back. Its massive hairy legs twist and quiver for several seconds before becoming still. You step to the... You move a bit to the side and prepare to meet the next giant spider in a brutal fight to the finish. I'm now standing on the right in the middle of the spider's abdomen and just waiting for them to climb up to me. Begin combat with the large brown spider. There's a savage attack. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh. Yeah, I don't think these spiders are stone at all. Oh well, it happens. You probably just copied the text from somewhere else. Alright, that's another 39 XP. Here's number 3. Keep going. 39. Large brown spider. Keep going. And slain. Another 39 XP. The giant brown spider collapses onto the passage floor in front of you and rolls onto its back. The massive hairy legs twist and quiver for several seconds before becoming still. Is this the first conventionally organic foe we fought in Wackler's Mad? I guess to check for that, you're going to have to listen to all the previous episodes set in Wackler's Mad. But it could well be. I mean, we fought a lot of elementals. We fought constructs. We fought misty things. We fought Oturok, but they were not part of the original design. These ones are, though. As far as I know. Maybe they got smuggled in. Thankful there are no more of the splendid creatures about. They're not horrid, they're splendid. You quickly turn and study the spire's batcher, only to discover the hideous sculpture is no longer shaking. You note, however, that several large cracks have appeared across various portions of the statue. Examine the inscription. Nope. Still shy. Hand in the impression. You place your hand in the impression. The massive statue shudders violently. You instinctively step back and adopt a guarded stance as the suspendous and incredibly drop-dead gorgeous sculpture begins to crack and groan. The eight-legged stone terror is starting to move. You step back and back even further with a big spring and watch wide eyes as the giant spider statue steps down from its pedestal and turns to face you. The beautiful creature of living stone, it has mandibles, but I guess maybe its palpebrats wiggling, takes a single cautious step in your direction. Hold your ground and engage the giant bone spider. With your heart pounding, you step boldly towards the massive stone spider. Much to your surprise, however, the hideous creature subtly turns and moves off in the opposite direction, disappearing through the arch on the side of the domed intersection. Okay, it's acting more like a regular spider, you know. Not wanting to get into a fight. Because, you know, spiders don't want to get into fights. You know, especially not against someone who's several hundred times bigger than them. I mean, they could die. And, you know, I don't know, like, if you die, You can't eat cheese anymore. And other bad things. And there's all those tasty bugs that you could eat. But you can't eat them if you're dead. So you try not to be dead by, you know, running away from the thing that's several hundred times bigger than you. Or in Sir Krogan's case, quite a lot, still smaller, but decked out with all sorts of obviously shiny equipment that probably clearly indicates this is some guy that can mess you up. Or admittedly in this case it's because Wackner programmed it to act as such. But still, more it's acting more in line with spiders in general. Because I mean, pretty much the only insects that will just attack, that will attack with little regard to whether or not they die, are ants, because ants don't care whether they die, because they've already, because they don't need to survive to help themselves breed. They don't survive to succeed. They've got that old weird genetic breedy thing, which means that their own sister surviving is more advantageous to them than their own children surviving. And they can't even make children. So, yeah, it all works out somehow. Yes, use sociality. It's so powerful. Yes. Ants will just fight with little regards of them living or dying. Other eusocial things like wasps, if they think you're a threat. But most other things, if they see something going around, they think, this thing could kill me. They think, oh, you know what? I'll go for something that's, you know, less dangerous. Or, you know, just wait till they're distracted. Because, I mean, mosquito. Mosquito's got to get the blood, because they need the blood for their babies. And they need their babies so they can have babies. Lots and lots of babies. And the babies are needed so everything else can eat them. It's all a circle of life. What happens if I place my hand in impression? Nope, nothing happens now. Can the inscription say anything more? Nope, still can't read the inscription. Exploration status. Lone wandering foe remains. If there were any other foes, I guess the giant spider smashed them. Or maybe I got through them all in advance. Okay, let's look at these skeletons now. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. The sound of stone sliding across stone echoes along the passage as the massive stone part spider looms into view out of the darkness ahead. The fearsome arachnid, filling nearly the entirety of the corridor, moves swiftly towards you. Massive stone spider. Your weapon is ineffective against this enemy. Oh dear. And what if I use magic? Like Wraith Touch. Okay, really, it does do some damage, but... Oh, he's got an anti-magic orb as well, so yeah. I mean, theoretically, if I was willing to spam 100 Neville Reserve at this, I could bring it down, but this is generally the sign that you're not supposed to fight it yet. I mean, it's literally written in bold red. Don't fight this thing. It will kick your ass and then eat you. Or try to eat you, but it's kind of difficult when you're a statue. But anyway, run away. You fled from combat. You take flight from the massive stone spider, dashing along the gloom-filled passage as fast as your springing legs will allow. I also kind of do some sort of parkour thing where I jump into the wall and then spring and wall jump to the other wall. Spring, so I can go really fast. All this wall jumping, so fast. The fearsome arachnid gives chase for only a few moments before turning and moving off in the opposite direction, as Wagner intended. Thankful to have evaded the hideous stone terror, you pause to catch your breath. Then, with your every sense alert for the first sign of possible danger, you once again set off along the corridor. Okay, let's go to the skeletons now. Okay, on the east side, there's three skeleton alcoves. A skeleton dangling at the end of an iron chain attached to a rusted manacle that circles its neck hangs in the centre of this small alcove. The chain climbs into gloom overhead and disappears through a hole in the ceiling.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I'm in the northeast corner. An unsettling stench of decay fills the dark passages, this maze level. Your eyes are drawn to two small arch openings at the base of the north and east wall. Small arch openings, like duster white size for stone spiders. Let's just use them. 64 XP to general. You draw out the leather bag and loosen the worn string that singes it closed. The mouth widens, two of the eight stone spiders climb out of the bag and scuttle along your arm, down your side and onto the floor. Thank you! You watch with growing curiosity as each of the stone spiders crawls into one of the arch openings at the base of the wall. Moments later, from somewhere far off, you hear what sounds like the crackle of energy. Alright, they think those spiders have done something. Here's a trap check. No, wait. Suddenly, a strange feeling suddenly comes over you. As if your energy is being rapidly drained away. Picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from aura. 20 from mind. 10 from spirit. Gotta get 75 or more. Or lose a bit more never reserve. Pick now. 100, success! You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange, draining magic that has assailed you. Anyway, we move on. Alright, there's a northern alcove. It's another one of those skeletons. A skeleton dangling at the end of an iron chain attached to the rusted manacle circled its neck, hangs set of this small alcove. The chain climbs into gloom overhead and disappears through a glow on the ceiling. Your eyes are suddenly drawn to something glimmering on the skeleton's torso. A closer examination reveals its shimmering item to be a tunic, made entirely out of thin, silky strands of spider web. Take the web tunic. 32 experience to general. Standing directly in front of the hanging skeleton, you reach up and carefully remove the web tunic. It's a glistening web tunic. This glistening tunic is made entirely of thin, silky strands of spider web. It's armour for your torso, so presumably I'll have to equip it at some point in the future. On this floor, probably to defeat the big spider. You step back and gaze down upon the glistening tunic now resting in your hands. Wait, did these little spiders make the web tunic? So, very good work. Suddenly, the sudden and shrill clattering of bones fills the alcove. The unnerving sound fills you with dread and instinctively fall back and assume a defensive stance as your eyes lock onto the source of the clatter. Dancing about wildly, its neck still in the manacle that holds it at the end of the chain. The skeleton hisses and turns its hollow gaze upon you. Without warning, the manacle flies open and the thrashing skeleton drops to the floor, landing nimbly on its fleshless feet. Fortunately, the old keep-the-bones-together magic stops it from falling apart. Very handy magic, that. The savage hisses of the sinister undead being echo all along you as the skeleton, its claw-clipped fingers outstretched, slowly closes in so it can attack the skeleton. And I get the kind of how that's going to go, but there's also the option to do nothing. I wonder what happens if I do that. You step back, maintaining a safe distance from the avenging skeleton. Much to your surprise, the skeleton issues a final hiss and collapses into a pile of bone. I guess that's just how Wackner planned it. He just assumed that you would attack it and didn't actually give any instructions for it to do anything if you didn't. It just went, bleep, 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 error, 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 no code, error, error, and then it just collapses. After making certain the undead menace will never move again. Yeah, with a bit of the good old hammer icy whap is very useful with that. You check over your equipment, prepare to once again set off on your way. I think I'm going to fight the rest of the skeletons for the XP and also see what happens. Okay, let's go to the northwest corner. Okay, there's another arch dome. Two small arches. Bag of stone spiders. 64 XP to general. You draw out the leather bag and loosen the worn string that cinches closed. As the mouth widens, two of the remaining spiders climb out of the bag and scuttle along your arm, down your side and onto the floor. You watch with growing curiosity as each of the stone spiders crawls into one of the arched openings at the base of the wall. Moments later, from somewhere far off, you can hear what sounds like the crackle of energy. Okay, let's go to the other corners. Energy draining check, pick now. It passed. 3 Neville Reserve has been drained. Here's the massive stone spider. I'm just going to run away from it. Flee immediately. It doesn't chase me much. There's a little question mark. Just 1 west of the northwest arrow. The smashed remains of several Otoak lie in the middle of this section of the corridor. All indications are that something large and fierce attacked and mangled the silent wooden iron beings. I guess the big spider did smash all those Otoak. I mean, thanks, I guess. Thank you for smashing all those Otoak. Although I don't know if that was intentional. I think maybe you're just in a mood of smashing everything. Because you're not, acting like a real spider. You're acting like a fantasy author's idea of what a spider is. Where they're a vicious being of pure evil and malice that kills for no reason. Not to survive and make their children survive. Alright, flee from the bone spider again. It just bump into me a lot. Energy draining check. It passed. 3 Neville Reserve drained. Southwest corner. Your eyes are suddenly drawn to 2 small arched openings. The base of the south and west walls. I assume these walls are too small even for Sir Croakington to fit through them. Means they're really small. Although perhaps Sir Croakington could get even smaller. I mean, we know Sir Croakington has learnt to get bigger, so possibly the other? It's just never really turned up. Admittedly, she could see if she could learn the technique from that wizard in the Underfoot adventure. To get even smaller. But she doesn't know where that wizard is. Anyway, bag of stone spiders. 64 XP to General. You draw out the leather bag and loosen the worn string that cinches it closed. As the mouth widens, two of the remaining stone spiders climb out of the bag and scuttle along your arm, and down your side and onto the floor. Well, I guess they don't really scuttle on my arm, they probably just climb along Sir Grokington's back. You watch with growing curiosity as each of the two stone spiders crawls onto one of the arched openings at the base of the wall. Moments later, from somewhere far off, you hear what sounds like the cracking of energy. Thank you, spiders! Alright, okay, the internet seems to... Oh, massive stone spider. Flee immediately. Alright, now to the southeast corner, which doesn't have a question mark. I guess you're just going to assume that's there, because you check everywhere. And also, I might remember it from the previous times. Because I have gone through the entirety of Rackler's Mad a lot. Like 6 times maybe? I mean, I can probably go through it. Let's see. I've been through it with... Went through it with Hyper Dude. And... Professor Lord and Grunstadt. Went Ace and Zoop. So 5 times, I think. Strange feeling suddenly comes over you. See if your energy is being rapidly drained away. Also, maybe wood. Yeah, probably wood too. Yeah, okay, 6 times. Pick a random number. It's the energy drain check. Pick now. Success. Only 2 Neville Reserve was drained away. Southeast corner. Your eyes are suddenly drawn to 2 small arch openings. The base of the south and east walls. Bag of stone spiders. 64 XP to General. Yeah, it's like the other times. Sounds like a crackle of energy. Wait, is that there? Oh yeah, there's also an alcove on the south side. Flee from the massive stone spider. I actually just jump on it and over it. Because it's clumpy, so it's big and cumbersome, so it actually takes it a long time to turn around. And the thing is, if you're on its head, it can't bite you. It can't bite you when you're on its head. And you can be like, "Wee, go get him! Attack my minion!" Oh, you're not listening to me. Oh well, you already destroyed the auto. Thanks for that. So I guess pity I wasn't widening at the time, but oh well. South alcove. Okay, it's another skeleton, dangling skeleton. Your eyes are suddenly drawn to something glistening around the skeleton's waist. A closer examination reveals a shimmering item to be a belt made entirely of thin silken strands of spicy web. Take the web belt. 64 XP to General. Glistening web belt. It's just like the other things. Its glistening belt is made entirely out of thin, silky strands of spider web. You step back and glaze down at the glistening belt, now resting your hand suddenly. Alright, the skeleton pot drops down. Let's attack the skeleton. You step forward and meet the skeleton's advancing, launching a swift and merciless assault against the undead menace, skeletal fiend. The skeleton swipes at you with its deadly claws. Just a heavy blow. Savage blow. Slain. 40 XP. 32 XP to General. Yep, but it's way more rewarding to fight the skeletons. Well, you probably want to see them collapse once just to say, oh, that can happen. Although, probably you don't have to now because you could just listen to me say it. But then it wouldn't happen to you, so it wouldn't count. Your final blow shatters the skeleton's torso, sending a shower of bone fragments through the alcove. The undead fiend immediately collapses into an unmoving heap. You step forward to examine your foe's remains and are surprised to discover something lying beneath the pile of splintered bone. You promptly take possession of the valuable find. Oh, it's a scale belt. It's unmatched and it's 7 stamina points. Yes, that's another great bonus you get for actually fighting the skeleton. These are just generic loot items, so that they're not unique. So you're not missing out on anything super special if you don't get them. It's just they will sell for about a thousand, got more than 1,000 gold each. So you want them. After making certain the skeleton will never rise again, good old Hammer of Icy Wrath for that, you check over your equipment and prepare to once again set off on your way. Alright, now to explore the other alcoves. Nothing in the alcove now. Flee from the massive stone spider. Flee again. Stop getting so close to me, please. Alright, the southern of the eastern alcoves. It's a web cape this time. Take it. 32 experience to general. Glistening web cape. Also no stats. Attack the skeleton, which pops down. I fight it. Quick combat. I'm sort of going spinning through these now. Washing through the 40 XP. 32 to general. Scale cape. This piece of unmatched armor, which offers no stats at all, because there's no mundane. There's no mundane slot for capes. All right. Let me just check something. Yeah. Unlike all the other scale items you'll obtain, this one is unique. All right, moving on to the middle one. All right, web boots. Take them, 32 experience to general. Attack the skeleton, quick combat. It is slain. 40 experience, and 32 experience to general. Scale boots. There are another 7 stamina points. Alright, and the northern of the eastern alcove, take the web gloves. Glistening web gloves. Attack the skeleton, quick combat. 40 XP, 32 experience to general, scale gauntlets, another 7 stamina points if you equip that. That's cost less than what I already have, because it's scale and it's mundane. Right, and now on the western side, take the web helm. Glistening web helm, still no stats. Attack the skeleton, quick combat. Bit of healing. 40 XP, 32 experience general, scale helm, that's 8 stamina points. Okay. And in the middle on the western side, take the web sleeves, glistening web sleeves, that's no stats there. Attack the skeleton, quick combat. 40 XP, 32 experience general, scale sleeves, that's another 8. Guess all that's left is the torso armor now. No, greaves. No. I missed out on the torso armor. Take the web greaves. And then attack the skeleton. Quick combat. This is slain. 40 XP, 32 experience to general. Scale greaves. That's another 8 stamina points. Pity I missed out on the torso armor, but well, what are you going to do? Is it in the hollow? No, if you don't fight the skeleton, somehow the scale mail is destroyed. I guess it's just spontaneously generated when you fight it, or something like that. Anyway, time to equip all this glistening web stuff. Glistening web tunic. Glistening web helm. Glistening web gloves. I am now 115% encumbered. Sir Crokington can hardly move at all. That's just how encumbered she is. Obviously, all those items are... Oh, I don't have any feet armor on at all. Huh. Must have unequipped something and forgot to equip something else. Yeah, I'm going to unequip the tattered wolf belt boots and didn't slap in something else. Anyway, glistening web boots, glistening web sleeves and greaves, nothing for the neck, the wrist, the wings, the waist, glistening web belt, the back, glistening web cape, and that's it. Now I should be able to fight the big old spider, wherever it is. I'm sure if I keep wandering around, it will turn up. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. The sound of stone sliding across stone echoes along the passage as the massive stone spider looms into view out of the darkness ahead. The fearsome arachnid, nearly filling the entirety of the corridor, moves swiftly towards you. Begin combat. Oh yeah, now I can fight it. I go into a battle wage. Look, why did... You've been chasing me for too long, and now I can get my revenge. Well, that's a lot of battle wage. I guess I must be really angry from all the times it sneaked up on me while it was all invincible. Alright, now I've finally calmed down. I can fight it regularly. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And keep going, keep going. Go into more battle wage. Because I remember now that... I mean, yeah. What's with those little spiders you called? Those little big spiders. It's just lame. 18 XP, 512 experience to general, with a chorus of sharp splintering sounds that echo along the passage. The massive stone spider collapses into a heap of rubble as you step back, struggling to catch your breath in the wake of the brutal fight. You suddenly become aware you're not alone in the corridor. Standing to your right, its faint greenish glow only barely visible against the illumination cast by a trusted light source, is the flickering phantasm of a young man. Even before the ghostly young man speaks, you instinctively know you're looking at an apparition of Wagner. The lady is right. Okay, This is definitely not a recording. He's alive. Wagner is still alive. The lady is white, the phantasm says, his voice clear, soft and low. I am not the monster they have long chosen to portray me to be. And yet, it is only because I have not allowed myself to assume the role. The very labyrinth through which you descend prevents it. Yes, Sir Crogington, I am Wagner. Please know, I have not hidden from the world these many long centuries. I have hidden the world from me. Alright, I'm guessing Wagner knows that the magical portal, the sentient shadow path he unearthed, would totally hijack him given half a chance. But somehow this labyrinth means that doesn't happen. Remaining on your guard. Presumably wigged something so it blows up if he dies, so. Or something happens where if he dies that he can't get out. Or at least can't get easily out. Remaining on your guard. You pointedly ask the ghostly image of Wagner why he's appeared to you. And if the lady you have spoken to of is Eminent Halia, he nods. He seems to be aware of current events. Well, I guess that's one of the advantages of being a master of gating, is You want to check up on something, just open a little gate, have a look through, go, that's what's happening there. Well, I wonder how things are going in Paris. Open a portal, that's what's happening there. Yeah, okay. What's in this bank vault? Oh, just a little portal. Yep, lots of gold. I guess I'll make it bigger. Yoink. Let's see. I always wonder. What's it actually like in those vaults where they store all that radioactive waste? I can't obviously go in there, but I can have a look. It's glowing a bit. That's nice. Yep. She's right about many things, though not all, he says. His voice suddenly less clear than it was a moment ago. I can't really do the voice less clear thing, so you're just going to have to imagine it less clear. I cannot come to you in the flesh, Sir Crokington. What lies before you, beneath you and around you, above you, there is little here that remains under my control. But you must not abandon your descent. I cannot come to you, but you must come to me with all possible haste. Wackner's image flickers rapidly, sensing it may abruptly vanish. You quickly ask him what he meant by, I have hidden the world from me. The lady is right, he says, yet her deepest convictions concerning me are greatly flawed. She could not possibly hope to know the entire truth. How could anyone endeavour to? It was all such a long time ago. Come to me, Sir Crokington. There is something that must be done. Something that you must do. Something only you can do. You must find your way to me. I will wait for you, but make haste. I will try to help you, if I can. You again ask Wackner what he meant by the rather cryptic words. He immediately replies, but seems to have ignored your question. I see you have the hammer, he says, making an obvious reference to the hammer of Icy Wrath. Of course, you'd have never would have made it this far. I think, do not lose it, Sir Crokington. Bring it to me. Okay. So, the hammer will somehow help in destroying the Shadow Path once and for all. Probably in some incredibly elaborate way. Wackner's flickering image abruptly disappears, leaving its wake only a few broad, rapidly fading ribbons of green light. As the last flickering traces of Wackner's glowing image disappear, a soft, clattering sound echoes along the gloomy corridor. With the unnerving sound drawing closer, you instinctively assume a combat-ready stance as you strain your eyes against the darkness at the edge of your light, eager to discover the source of the noise. What emerges from the shadows only moments later is something entirely unexpected. All eight of the small stone spiders, hello again! have previously filled your leather bag, are moving swiftly along the passage toward you. You quickly retrieve and open the leather bag. The eight stone spiders reach your feet, climb up your legs, crawl along your arm, and disappear into the bag. You immediately cinch the bag closed and place it back in amongst your immediate belongings. Thank you very much, tiny stone spiders. You've got me through this level, and you've also helped me get a lot of very valuable loot. Good stuff all round. Very good of you. I'm gonna find some tiny stone flies for you to eat. I don't know if anyone makes tiny stone flies. Oh, well, I'm incredibly wealthy. I'm sure I can find a mason for that. A little tiny, I don't know, probably it's gonna be the sort of person who makes chess pieces. They'll probably be more skilled at the sort of tiny statue-y. Yeah, I'll look into it. I'll look into it in the gap between the episodes. Okay, now I should be able to go to the next floor. Just making my way there now. Past where the smashed spider was. Place your hand in the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression, just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. Oh, the actual XP number isn't there. Oh well. A bright flash of green light erupts from... The words XP aren't there, but you can just tell... Oh, wait. It's before... Oh, the XP is before the number. It's probably always that way. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wagner's Perilous Labyrinth has been unlocked. So, down to 22. This seems to be a rather small floor, but that's just from what I can see so far. We've got the corridor splits into two. We've got a western side with alcoves, Ecom side with alcoves. I had a little question mark in the corridor linking them, but we'll see all that next time. We are now going to leave Wackner's Mad. And so next time, we'll go even deeper into Wackner's Mad Labyrinth. Although it seems to be Wackner's incredibly sane when you consider the circumstances he was in at the time. Labyrinth. I'll be going to Wackner's Mad again. That was mad. Alright, the town of Ashlar. Anyway. Until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.